You know, I do know that daycare and not daycare, but, you know, early learning facilities right now is a challenge for a lot of families around the city of Chicago right now throughout this pandemic. But Rhonda Freeman is joining us. She is the program manager at the Metropolitan Family Service Learning and Wellness Center. And it's all about Metropolitan Family Services. It's all about empowering families. And for those of you who need to know, they are serving families in Chicago's Englewood, West Englewood, New City, and Back of the Yard communities. They provide quality, high-quality early learning and child care services, along with a wide variety of health, wellness, workforce, and legal aid programs, all designed to strengthen families. Rhonda, thank you so much for joining us again. How have you been?
I've been great. Thank you for having me today. I welcome the opportunity to always share the programs that we Metropolitan Family Services.
And you know what? I know, like I was saying in the opening, people are feeling very challenged right now with this pandemic, and many people, families, are afraid that their children are falling behind. How has Metropolitan been able to navigate this and still keep some kind of normalcy in these children's lives and the families who are being really pushed to their limits?
That's a great question. What we've done is try to normalize the pandemic, some of the services that we offer during the pandemic as much as we possibly can. So some of the things that we've offered is right now, currently, and for some time over a year and a half now, we've been providing in-person services so that families can go to work every day and still provide for their families. So we're offering in-person services. And when there are times where we have to close due to COVID mitigation, we offer remote learning for families as well. So we provided a vast array of services and resources to help the families thrive through the pandemic. We've offered opportunities for families to have financial support. Uh-huh. We've offered food services, or we've referred them to food depositories. We've even offered a food bag uh-huh. at some point in time to make sure that our families were eating and had the resources that they needed to thrive on a day-to-day basis. So it has been a struggle, but we've tried to make it as normal as we possibly can, providing them with resources for the pandemic cleaning supplies, masks, all of the resources, anything that our families needed, we've been able to provide them those resources.
You know, I tried to stay in touch with, you know, what's really going on. What was the biggest challenge you've seen from families with the pandemic? What did they come to you all most about with a worry or whatever it was? What was their biggest challenge?
In the very onset of the pandemic, the biggest challenge was providing them with the basic day-to-day resources mm-hmm. like food mm-hmm. and being able to pay their bills. We've been able to help our families with paying utility bills and rental assistance. We've been so fortunate to be able to provide our families with funds and able to keep their lights on, their gas on, and keep them within their home. And we've received a lot of funds to help provide them with those needs. That was the biggest challenge, and it's still going on, but it hasn't been, since families have went back to work, it hasn't been as great as a need, but it's still a need.
You talk about how Metropolitan, their mantra pretty much is to strengthen families, and I think that is such a laudable way to look at this. You know, you call it the Metropolitan Family Service and the Metropolitan Learning and Wellness Center. It means that you are really trying to keep these children well. Have you all addressed mental health, with not only with the parents, but with some of the children? And what are some of the fears that the children had? Were they aware of, you know, the pandemic, what it meant? Did they like wearing their masks? Did they not? Did they ask questions? I'm curious.
Sure. Well, at the Learning and Wellness Center, we provide a vast array of services, what we would consider wraparound services. So when you talk about mental health, we provide social emotional wellness. We provide them with opportunities to have legal services, work development. All of those services are services that we've been providing throughout the pandemic. We continue to help them thrive. They still have, the pandemic is going on, but life is also going on as well. So we need to still provide them with those services to be whole and healthy and well for the family. So yes, we do provide behavioral health services. And you asking questions about the children.
Yeah, well, I mean, did you see any behavioral issues with the kids during the pandemic?
Say that the biggest challenge that we've noticed is the difficulty with to keep the mask on because they're so little.
Right.
And it's hard for us adults to keep those masks on. But they've really been some really great troopers in the, during this whole time period. They've adjusted a lot quicker to the changes in the classroom, more so than we have as adults.
Right.
I'd say their resiliency through the pandemic has been amazing. We've just been trying to make the classroom as normal as possible so that they don't have to really endure some of the negative aspects of the pandemic. That's what our role is, to kind of make everyday life for them still fun, still a great learning experience, providing them still with the necessary tools that they need to learn every day, trying to make it just as normal as possible. So they've been so resilient in this process. And I say the biggest challenge would have been them not being able to keep the mask on as well as we want. And then they also had, we also had to change how they engage and play with
right,
one
so
another.
That they can social distance. Well, listen,
yes,
Rhonda,
the social distancing.
Yeah, we're out of time, yeah. But you know, you're always welcome to come on the show. And I have to tell you, if I had little ones, I would definitely have them enrolled at Metropolitan Family Services. It is just absolutely wonderful. How do people find out more information?
Sure. If you would like to learn more about the services that we provide at Metropolitan Family Services, you can visit www.metrofamily.org or you can call 773-535-0101.
And say that telephone number again. Say the number again.
773-535-0101.
Thank you so much, Rhonda. Great talking to you again. Keep up the good work.